We were lucky here at the fleet. The water was millimetres from coming in through the reception door, but it was a phone call I got just after six this morning from one of the residents on the street that the water was coming in his door. So by the time I got down here, it was moving pretty quickly. You know, Bridge Street had turned into a river, so it was at that point they called the fire department, and they were here, fair play to them, within minutes. Mm-hmm. And they started pumping, but to be honest, the water was coming in that quick that it wasn't being pumped out fast enough. So yeah. It wasn't until they got the blockage cleared, I think, it started to subside.
Yeah. But obviously, looking now, counting the cost of the damage, as you say, thankfully, your business here, the Fleet Inn, hasn't been damaged, but it's looking at the cost of repairs now next door.
Well, that's it, yeah. Yeah, we did sustain damage next door and the apartment across the street. I mean, there was three and a half foot of water in the living room. But, you know, I suppose at the end of the day, nobody was hurt, but it's going to be a long old road for the clean-up. And a lot of people displaced, and, you know, it's for them you feel bad.
Yeah.
And any other businesses that, you know, Eileen across the street, you know, she got it pretty bad as well, so... You know, you do feel for anybody who's been affected like that. Yeah.